As October's municipal election approaches in Fairbanks, the race for Fairbanks City Mayor is heating up. At Monday's City Council meeting, the issues of employee morale and a disputed police contract caused tension. KUAC's Robert Hannon reports.
Over the past 2 years, the city of Fairbanks has been hemorrhaging police officers and other employees from its payroll. This issue has become a political bone of contention in the city's mayoral contest. The mayor claims an inferior pay package is sending employees and officers packing. His opponent in the race and current council member Jim Matherly says it's mismanagement on the mayor's and police chief's parts. The issue spilled over into Monday's city council meeting comments by Matherly.
I know one of the cops that moved out to North Pole who said very clear to me, I was not starving. I would have easily toughed it out for an administration and a chief that respected him and showed respect to him as well.
Matherly is campaigning on a promise to be more responsive to city personnel. Unfortunately, he also bears some responsibility in a disputed police contract. 2 years ago, the council voted to approve the contract, but then Councilmember Matherly called for reconsideration because of fiscal issues, and the council reversed itself, voting down the contract. The dispute is awaiting a ruling in state superior court. The contract also came to the fore at Monday's meeting after Police Chief Randall Aragon wrote an opinion piece in the Fairbanks Daily News Miner. He said the council's inaction on a competitive salary for his officers put his staffing situation in a crisis.
Right now, I'm losing cops. We're not losing public works employees. Let's look at a liberal revenue stream that will staff my people and give them the pays they need and the benefits and maybe some more officers.
Aragon's plea for council action drew a pointed response from council member and former city mayor Jerry Cleworth, who says fiscally the council's hands are tied on a new contract.
There's not much we can do there. We have a tax cap we operate under. I mean, you could come in with some number we can't afford. Well, and then what do we do?
Cleworth also says the police union refuses to talk about a new contract until a ruling is reached in court. Until then, both employee morale and a police contract are sure to grow in importance until the municipal election October 4th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.